Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Kenya, Africa. Islamic radicals in Kenya enter a church, take the pastor, and hack him to death with a machete. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, often we talk about the Christian persecution taking place under the Islamic world, both Islamic State and others, Al-Qaeda, etc. They're in the Middle East, but in Africa, and in fact in Kenya, Africa, there is a report that Muslims went into a Christian church and hacked up Christians, killed them because they refused to recite the Islamic creed. Man, this is spreading all over the world, not only in the Middle East, isn't it?
Well, that's right, and we tend to forget that a large part of Africa, Nigeria, Chad, Mali, parts of Kenya, certainly Somalia, are predominantly Muslim, and ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other radical Islamic terrorist groups are very powerful in these countries. In this particular case, they went into a church, as you say, and they kidnapped the pastor, went to his home, and forced him and two family members to pronounce the Shahada, which is the proclamation of faith. It's just two sentences in Arabic. They believe that once you pronounce that, you have essentially converted to Islam. And the pastor and his family members refused to do that. They refused to submit, which is Islam, to Allah. And as a result, they were hacked to death with machetes by these Islamic terrorists. It just shows you, Jimmy, that this is a scourge of Islamic terrorism, which is worldwide, and they take Christians and Jews as their enemies if we do not convert, if we do not submit to Islam under the Quran, under Quranic law, and the law of abrogation in the Quran, they will kill us. And that's what this is all about. People really need to understand that. It's not some way out fringe sect of Islam. This is mainstream Islamic law, the law of abrogation, the dictates of the Quran in the fifth surah.
Ken Timmerman with the details on this horrific terrorist attack on an African pastor in Kenya. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. This report of a Kenyan pastor being hacked to death by Islamic radicals is only one of many reports of this same kind of persecution of Christians in the Middle East. Now this persecution is moving into Africa. These events in our world today are a precursor to things to come in the future tribulation period of judgment. Believers in Christ will be martyred during that seven-year period of time. That's Revelation chapter 20, verses 4, 5, and 6. Jews also will be killed. In fact, Zechariah 13, 8 says that two out of every three Jews will be killed during that time. Today's killing of Jews and Christians is the lead-up to Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...